Good Sunday morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Servance with a look at your news for this hour. Huron County officials say four Sheriff's Department sergeants will be required to repay wages they received due to a payroll error that went undetected for six pay periods. The issue was discussed during a county personnel committee meeting on Wednesday. County Clerk Lori Neal said the mistake occurred while payroll staff were calculating wage increases and accidentally applied the higher lieutenant pay rate to four sergeants. As a result, the sergeants were paid nearly $40 an hour instead of their authorized rate of $34.60 per hour. As hard as the clerk's office works and as diligent as they are, this mistakenly slipped through the cracks but was caught and addressed. County officials say the overpayments must be returned, and committee members agreed employees should be allowed to choose between repaying the money through payroll deductions over time or by making a one-time payment to the county. Neal noted that correcting the error through payroll would simplify tax reporting, while a lump sum repayment could require additional calculations involving taxes and other withholdings. Personnel committee members also emphasized that any repayment through payroll deductions would require written consent from the affected employees. County officials cited existing policies and state law governing wage deductions. The county says the payroll error is being corrected and repayment arrangements will be finalized with the employees involved. And construction of a 600-acre solar farm is underway in Sanilac County's Waterton Township. Work crews are building access roads, constructing laydown yards, fencing the solar project area, and solar comments are starting to arrive. There will be a laydown yard off Campbell Road, and there will also be a stormwater management system. Linea Energy started construction on the utility-sized solar farm last October, and it's expected to be completed in 2027. In a few months, the company is expected to start creating a base that will support the placement of utility-sized solar panels. After the panels are in place, the next step will be construction of the electrical system to connect with the power grid, which will be followed by rounds to testing to ensure the system is operating properly. When the solar farm project is complete, it will generate electricity for 25,000 homes. Also, that is not the only solar farm being developed in Sanilac County. DTE's Deckerville Solar Park is being developed in Wheatland and in Marion Townships. The solar projects are being built to help Michigan's goal of being 60% renewable energy by 2035. And the Michigan Department of Natural Resources is warning residents to be careful outdoors as wildfire danger continues to climb across northern Michigan. State officials say warm temperatures, dry vegetation, and a lack of significant rainfall are creating conditions that allow fires to start easily and spread rapidly. Fire danger levels are currently rated high to very high across much of the Upper Peninsula and into the lower Northern Peninsula. The DNR says no meaningful rainfall is expected in the coming days, prompting the agency to suspend permits for burning yard debris in affected northern areas. Residents in southern Michigan are being advised to check local regulations before conducting any outdoor burning. Officials are reminding the public to keep water sources nearby when burning, properly extinguish campfires, avoid activities that could create sparks, and never leave fires unattended. Fireworks should be kept away from wooded areas and dry vegetation. The DNR also advises against burning household trash or hazardous materials and recommends using approved burn barrels when disposing of natural debris. More wildfire prevention and fire safety information is available through the Michigan Department of Natural Resources. And we'll return right after this.
Close your eyes. Hear that? That's the sound of a Chevy Corvette waiting in your driveway. Stop dreaming and start driving. Thumb Broadcasting is giving away a 1990 Chevy Corvette. Whether you need a reliable ride for the kids or a sleek new look for the weekend, this is your chance. No catches, just the keys to a fresh start. Bright red, gray leather interior, 5.7 liter engine, 245 horsepower, 345 foot-pounds of torque, custom alloy wheels, and premium Delco Bose sound system. Entering is easy. Just head over to your local shops or listen to win on 102.1 or 90. 94.1 FM. 300 lucky winners are taking home a key and a chance to win this car. That's right, 1990 Chevy Corvette. Could be yours. Don't wait. Entries close when all 300 keys are gone. So listen to 102.1 and 94.1 as well as AM 1340 for your chance to get your name in the hat or shop local and put your name in the bucket. No purchase necessary. Must be 18 years of age or older. Family members and employees of Thumb Broadcasting are ineligible to enter or win.
Welcome back. We're going to take a look at more news. The Chase Center for Economic Intelligence released its May 2026 Small Business Pulse Report, signaling an improved financial footing for domestic small firms. The data shows that business profitability has stabilized, marking modest month-over-month increases from April and showing notable improvements compared to the same period last year. Consequently, hiring willingness has trended upward, with 25% of surveyed businesses reporting year-over-year payroll expansion. The report also highlighted that while 83% of small business owners recognize that their businesses maintain a separate credit profile from their personal finances, accessing commercial lines credits remains a challenge. Approximately 21% of respondents reported being denied business financing over the past year. Analysts are noting that building structured commercial credit remains a critical factor for long-term operational resilience. And the European Union is currently considering a temporary suspension or adjustment of its established price cap on Russian oil exports, according to international financial reports. The internal discussions are driven by systematic disruptions to global oil shipping routes through the Middle East, which have pressured energy markets and altered traditional maritime logistics. Monetary and energy analysts note that adjusting the price cap mechanism is being reviewed as a potential stabilizing measure to prevent severe price shocks within continental energy markets. Energy regulatory bodies are balancing the market stabilization efforts against broader geopolitical enforcement strategies regarding energy trade. And that's been a look at your news. We'll be back in a moment for a look at your precision weather forecast.
Silly, careless human. You unleashed my power. Just try and stop me. I dare you.
Debris burning is the leading cause of wildfires in Michigan. All it takes is a spark.
Play with me, and you will get burned.
Don't go starting something wild. Burn safely by contacting your local fire department or visiting michigan.gov/burn permit. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Natural Resources and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.